Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is Anna the Missionary, and today's treasure. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem, Luke 2:38. For over 8 decades, Anna persevered in her pursuit of intimacy with her God and sacrificial service that displayed her complete reliance on God's love and character. On this particular day, as was her habit, Anna was in the temple, praying, fasting, and serving. It's likely that when the priest led the public prayer, Anna prayed quietly with full assurance that God heard her. As was the custom of Jewish people, Anna pleaded with God to send the Messiah. Every year, for at least 84 years, Anna prayed, trusting that God would one day keep His promise to send the Redeemer. How many times did she encourage others to persevere in the face of difficult days? Was she ever tempted to doubt that the Lord would indeed keep His promise? It's probable that Simeon and Anna talked about their passion for praying for the coming Messiah. Perhaps Anna knew that God had revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Messiah with his own eyes. What captured Anna's attention that drew her to Mary and Joseph as they presented baby Jesus to Simeon? Did she hear Simeon's joyful shouts that this was indeed the Messiah? We can only speculate because Luke does not include such interesting details. It is enough to know that God led Anna to come up to Mary and Joseph at just that moment and declare with joy that their child was indeed the Messiah. Some refer to Anna as the first missionary because she doesn't stop with worshiping in the safety of the temple. She joyfully shares the news that the Messiah has come with all those who, like her, are longing for His arrival. I understand a little of their longing and subsequent joy in knowing God kept His promise. After the death of our son, I longed for Jesus to come back. Every morning I woke with the thought, "We're one day closer." I imagine the people in Anna's circle likewise longed for the Redeemer because life had broken their hearts. They longed for peace and comfort and knew only God could fill that need. In my grief, I too longed for such peace and supernatural comfort. Only Jesus can meet that need. Though He has not physically returned, Jesus keeps the promise of His presence every day in my life. He holds me tightly in His grip. I cannot keep such comfort to myself when I know of a broken-hearted friend. I have tasted of the Lord, and I want others to come to His table and experience His goodness. Oh, friend, if you long for a love that will not let you go, I invite you to His table. I invite you to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And I know that if you've been around Daily Treasure very long, then you know that one of our themes is biblical encouragement. We want to be biblical encouragers because of what Jesus has done in our hearts. We can't keep it to ourselves. And God calls on us to be encouragers. And He doesn't say, if you have the gift of encouragement, encourage others. He says, encourage one another. It's not a request, it's a command. But sometimes we just don't know how to do it, do we? Some people just seem to have that gift of encouragement, and the rest of us have to learn how to be encouragers. Well, my book called Treasures of Encouragement does exactly that. I unpack what biblical encouragement is. I share the story of how God used biblical encouragement to help us walk by faith in the most broken place of our lives when we lost our son, Mark. And I share lots and lots of tips on how to be a biblical encourager. You can go to treasuresofencouragement.org. That's treasuresofencouragement.org, where you can learn more about my book, Treasures of Encouragement, and where you can find loads and loads of free resources and tips on how to lead a small group study on biblical encouragement. Thanks so much for joining us. I am so grateful for each of you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.